Song of Solomon, chapter 3. The Egyptian girl says, "By night on my bed I sought him whom my soul loves. I sought him, but I didn't find him." There's always something in this song that's sort of unfulfilled, that she really wants him, but she can't quite find him and be with him as she would like. "I will get up now and go about the city, in the streets and in the squares. I will seek him whom my soul loves. I sought him, but I didn't find him. The watchmen who go about the city," this is Jerusalem, "found me, and I asked, 'Have you seen him whom my soul loves?' I'd scarcely passed from them when I found him whom my soul loves. I held him and wouldn't let him go until I had brought him into my mother's house, into the room of her who conceived me." So she wants Solomon to go and be with her mother in her mother's house, and she's a Gentile girl. And this woman was, the mother was presumably in Egypt. And always there is this desire to make your partner part of your family. And you marry not so much a person, but a family and a culture. That's why if you're a believer, and the love of God and the love of the Lord Jesus is the central thing in your heart, then I don't think you'll even enter into a relationship with those who are not believers. And there will always be this pull, "Come to my place." Then she says, "I adjure you, daughters of Jerusalem, by the hinds of the field, that you don't stir up nor stimulate love until he so desires." So she's again nervous of the daughters of Jerusalem, the local girls, whom really Solomon should have married. He should have married one of them. She should have been his queen. And she's always nervous that he's going to fall for one of them. Now, she's having a dream, really. She's saying that this is what she was thinking while she was lying on her bed at night. And I think this next bit is a kind of a nightmare that she has. "Who is this who comes up from the wilderness like pillars of smoke, perfumed with myrrh and frankincense? Behold, it's Solomon's carriage. 60 mighty men are around it. Of the mighty men of Israel, they all handle the sword. King Solomon made himself a carriage of the wood of Lebanon. He made its pillars of silver, its bottom of gold, its seat of purple, its midst being paved with love for the daughters of Jerusalem." This has been her fear, that he's going to go off with the daughters of Jerusalem. And she has this kind of nightmare of Solomon getting married in a wedding procession with a fine, fancy carriage that's full of love for the daughters of Jerusalem. "Go forth, you daughters of Jerusalem, and see King Solomon with the crown with which his mother, Bathsheba, has crowned him on the day of his weddings, in the day of the gladness of his heart." So she just has this nightmare that he's actually going to get married, not to her, but to the daughters of Jerusalem. So all the way through, there is this fear of losing, fear that he's going to go off with the daughters of Jerusalem, and there's always this sort of lack of fulfillment there, and the whole song finishes at the end of the Song of Solomon with the two splitting up and getting very bitter with him. This is not how a romance should end. And you just see that if you do not base your relationships, particularly your marriage, romances, etc., on spiritual things and with people who truly love the Lord as you do and are from the same spiritual stable, if you like, as you are, and are devoted to the things of God and the Lord Jesus, it's just not going to work. It's going to be very painful because you're going to be pulling in different ways, and there will always be this fear that the other one is going to go back to their sort of native position, which for her case was in Egypt with the gods of Egypt. And so it will be with every relationship that is not firmly based on the things of God and the Lord Jesus, because Paul says that marriage is like the man playing the role of Jesus and the woman playing the role of the faithful bride of Christ. But if you get involved with somebody who has no real belief in the Lord Jesus, somebody who is from a totally different stable, Well, no, it's just not going to work out as God intended and as it can and should work out.